Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I have two of the most wonderful people here with me. We're going to talk about, we have Kaya Wittenberg and Tracy Mann. Woo!
Yay! We're doing the dance.
Yes, we are. That's all we do. Hey, if you're ever around us, that's what we're doing is dancing.
Dancing. That's what it's about.
So anyway, Kai and I just got back from like this major, major trip to Machu Picchu in Peru. And we're going to talk about that. And we also want to talk about the classes that are coming up and just about anything else that we want to talk about. See, I'm leaving it wide open. You never know with this group where we're going to go. So
no, I was going to say that's pretty brave.
It is. I love that. So and because that's what this is all about and why we're going to these really crazy places, wonderful places that we're going that we'll be talking about is because it stirs the juices, gets all those metaphysical juices going. And oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. So here we are and welcome you two. Thank you so much. This is so fun.
It is fun. Very exciting.
Yes, yes.
I can't wait to hear about the trip because I got to hear little tidbits about it, but now we've got pictures to share. We got all kinds of fun stuff to do.
Oh. I'll let Kaya start.
I mean, it's interesting because we've been planning this trip for months and months in advance, and it's kind of a big deal because you're going way up in the mountains and coming from here at sea level in Miami and then going to teach the class at 12,500 feet. I was really curious about acclimatation and like getting yourself in sync with that altitude. Like, how difficult is it on the body? What can you do? Does it help to get into the right vibrational state? And the first few days are going to be pretty tricky.
Yeah, so how was it on the body, Kaya?
Talk about that, Kaya.
The first few days were definitely tricky, and there's a lesson in everything, right? And the lesson from those first few days is it's like allow this natural sync to develop with your body. If your body's telling you something, listen. So from time to time, you could just walk a few steps and then suddenly you feel this like elevated heart rate or you feel like you're breathing a little heavier.
I love the assistance there, Julia. That's lovely.
Sound effects anytime. Happy to do it.
Yes, sound effects. Like, yes. Yeah, and then you're like, okay, just stop. It takes a little while of getting used to. And then you realize like, okay, these first few days, I'm not really going to go hard, even though it's tempting to climb these incredible stairs that they have everywhere in Cusco. Like,
It's
crazy. These stairs, they just keep going. And then driving down, it's like there's that road in San Francisco, they call it the Crooked Road. And it's this big tourist attraction where you go down the zigzagging road, because if it were straight, you would think that the cars, you know, the brakes might go out and it could be trouble. Well, in Cusco, they have the same street, but it's not zigzaggy. It's straight down, and you know, they're driving down it and everybody's making things work and you just kind of improvise.
And wouldn't you say, didn't we feel like it might be steeper than the one in San Francisco?
I think it is steeper than the one in San Francisco.
So steep.
Really?
It'd be like double because it is like straight down. And so you're in this place.
They go up it too? Is it just like going down?
No, they do both. Really? I'm so impressed with their vehicles.
There's another one that they go up, and I think this is one way going down because the streets are super narrow. And they're made they were made when it was like horse times. So
poor horses.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the streets are more narrow and you have a lot of one ways and things like that. But it teaches you a lesson in contrast also. You know, you have some of the most beautiful plants and some of like high energetic healing herbs that come from this place of being so high up. And the food was amazing, being in the Sacred Valley.
Amazing.
Just absolutely delightful.
Yeah, some of the best food I've ever had. My God.
Wow.
And so getting back to the...
It feels like the food. Let's talk about the food.
It's okay, we can get back to me.
So the idea, tip number one from this trip is don't go right to Cusco. Go to the Sacred Valley. And stay at, what is it, Wilcatica?
Wilcatica.
Wilcatica, our friend's place at Wilcatica, which is a vegan organic place that is like a base camp for the adventure. Where whatever you want to do from there, it's like, and there's all kinds of crazy wild hikers that go on like these 5 and 6 day hikes up mountains, and they do wild things, like super endurance things that are amazing. But you want to first chill there for a little bit and just rest and eat this unbelievable food where everything is grown right there. It's all picked like.
Yeah, they, right. And their place is amazing. They had these chakra gardens.
Oh,
and,
really?
I mean, it's just a wonderful sanctuary. Just to, from the flight, you need to chill, and plus you've got to start acclimating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start acclimating, and then a big part of it is food. You don't want to eat heavy proteins and fats. They recommend carbohydrates, vegetables, and go easy on the system. Don't jump into a steak, an alpaca steak or koi, like the guinea pig things. Don't do that.
Because we got to meet with these beautiful alpacas and the guinea pigs. We saw a little guinea pig farm, and it's like, I no.
Aww.
So sweet. Don't do that. Please.
I used to have a guinea pig. Yeah. I can't even imagine. But, you know, yeah.
There's plenty of other amazing food options that are there where you don't have to eat the guinea pig or alpaca. And I mean, we'll get into that, but they're so beautiful alpacas. And they provide this amazing wool for the clothing. It's so soft and it's not itchy. And getting the wool, you know, the animal's still living. So it's better to have the animal alive producing this beautiful wool than to slaughter them and to eat the animal. It doesn't make any sense, really. But every culture is different.
Absolutely. I think you have a picture there of the alpacas, Tracy.
Oh, you want me to start sharing that now?
Yeah, whenever. I mean, I don't know if we'll talk about them again.
Okay. So I'm doing my hand at sharing screens. So.
Oh, there we are.
Dinner. I mean, yes. Aren't they cute?
Nice.
Aren't they cute?
They are sweet. Yeah. I that.
Rock star horses.
Yeah.
They like okay. Hair.
Let me know when you want me to transition out of that.
The one in front was just super personable.
Look at their little teeth coming out from the bottom there.
That's exactly. They're so cute.
Aww.
And they make really friendly noises. Like, there's not a growl. It's more just like a nice soothing noise is their way of communicating. I'm like,
aw. See, that's something I didn't know.
Yes, there's something new every day, especially on this channel. You're gonna learn like at least 10 really important new tips from the show today. I have a good feeling about it.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Okay, we already got one.
There's one.
Number one, stay in the Sacred Valley. Mm-hmm. Number two, eat the delicious all organic stuff. Number three, make Wilcatica your top pick. Number four, and we even have a picture for this, you can get a crystal bath, a crystal light bath there.
Oh, so okay. Cool. I want to make number four, and I'm going to ask permission. Can I share your Facebook page, Kaya?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make number four, don't do crazy things like walk on this path. I mean, I have sent Kaya and Julia little videos out of humor saying, oh, look, here's a great adventure. And it's people hanging off of the cliffside, hanging onto these little hooks. And then here Kaya posts this. And I was like, no, those were jokes. And you actually went and did it. Look at this. It's scary.
It looks much, much more challenging in video than it is in real life. There's a few things, and like a lot of people communicated that, oh my God, it's so scary, how could you do that? But the keys to hiking, what makes a hike scary is number one, weather, number two, footing, and number three, an experience. So the first of all, there's no rain, it didn't rain at all, so the weather and the light, the visibility was absolutely amazing. The footing, there's no loose gravel anywhere in Machu Picchu, it is rock solid, so when you step you're not slipping. And we all were new hiking boots. We all got hiking boots and we were hiking. So
what about the whole lightheadedness when you're like, whoa?
No, we're acclimated. That was in Machu Picchu. We were acclimated by then. Oh, so good. There wasn't lightheadedness.
Yeah.
Did you might, guys
only
me...
if you have a thing with heights, maybe, if you look over, then you might get lightheaded. But otherwise.
Yeah, that would be me.
I love, didn't you say that, I didn't go on that part. So, but Kai didn't you say that they made you sign something before you went on it and then when you got off?
Yeah, you wait in line and there's a booth and you have to sign in and sign out. If you don't sign out, there's problems, right?
Right. So,
they're going to go looking for you.
Yeah, they're going to go looking for you and they're worried that they may have lost you if you didn't sign out. So it's sign in, sign out. And yeah, it's like when you step into that area and you're faced with a really narrow thing, a passage, right? It's kind of like going on a ledge and it's going straight down. There's something inside of you. You feel adrenaline and you feel a sense of logic and sense where you're not going to do anything crazy. You're just going to hug the wall and you're going to walk. And how often do we slip and fall as we're walking down the street straight? You just, you don't, you never just fall on the street, like ever. I mean, maybe once in a lifetime or something, but if it's not raining and you're not in a rush and you're walking on the street, do you ever fall? No. So it's actually really safe. Pretty safe.
Okay.
That's my compelling argument.
We're going to believe you.
And that was over in, did you say that was by the Sun Gate? Or that was on
the Inca Trail or Inca Bridge?
The Inca Bridge. Okay.
Yeah. So that was the beginning of the bridge going to another even more narrow bridge, which looked 10 times more dangerous, but you couldn't go through the door to get to the bridge. That wasn't open to anyone walking through. Mm. But you know what was interesting? And this goes back to the same idea of like spending the time the way we spent it. We went to Sacred Valley, adjust, Cusco, adjust, and then all the way down. Okay, so Sacred Valley's here, Cusco's here, and actually Machu Picchu is down here. So by the time you get to Machu Picchu and Aguas Calientes, you feel good. Like suddenly you're getting way more oxygen than you've been used to getting.
Yeah, you can actually breathe. That was my thing.
Right.
I could breathe.
Yeah. Tell us your experience, Julia.
Well, I mean, as far as the having issues was the major ones I was having was in Cusco. And we were doing the class. And I would just stand in front of the room holding the microphone talking. And then all of a sudden I'd be, this is ridiculous. You get out of breath just talking. And so.
Wow.
Normally we do a whole lot of dancing and everything, and it wasn't there. We didn't have it in us to do that the first few days. It was like, we'll hug and we'll do some massages. That was about it. I mean, that was a lot of adjusting to all of that. We just keep going, and everybody was feeling it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were saying something about the crystal bath, and I'm not sure if that's the picture you sent me.
Yes, it is. It's the last one with Kaya sitting there in the pose.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to pull that picture up?
Yeah. That was at the Wilcatica. That was before we ever got
to Kaya. I see what you're saying with the crystal bath. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys let me know because it doesn't show up for me. You guys see it? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can see the crystals above. So you lay down and then you wear all white. So they have a robe that you put on. And this was really cool. I had a headache beforehand and I was laying in my room and like, oh boy, headache. What should I do? Do I deep breathe? Do I take something for the headache? Do I need to eat? Kind of go through that. And then I remembered, wait, they have this crystal bath and it's a healing bath with crystal energy. So when in Rome, of course, I go to the room, I set up the session and it was amazing. It took a while to kind of get used to it because it was a little bit cold in the room. But once the heater came on and the body felt good, I disconnected from the sense of the body altogether. And I was just like floating in a pure energetic state in this very, very comfortable, relaxed, purely energetic state and like flying around. Like I felt like I was pure energy. It was amazing. And when I came back, the headache was gone.
Sarah, you see you're glowing there in this picture.
Do you want me to put that back on?
Well, it's okay. I mean, but he's glowing and then right above it, those are the crystals.
Yeah.
They're coming out of those pieces there. And they said they were Atlantean crystals, didn't they?
So, from John I believe like
Lamb of God. That's right. They were there from
God in Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
So they say that's a great crystal mine. Or
well, that's John of God in the picture behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's really? What I was wondering when I was looking at that. I was like, oh, that looks like that Brazilian guy from John of God. Nice, yeah. So that makes sense.
And then I got messages from some people. They said, yeah, I have that in my living room. Yeah, I have one of those. Like, wow, people have them in their homes. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, now you need one.
Yeah.
Exploring new things. Speaking of which, I got this new baby.
Ooh. Yes. How do you put that in your suitcase and get it home?
It was his carry-on and it was really big.
I feel like I need to compete. I got one. Maybe not quite the same.
It's heavy.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Amazing. They have when Aguas Calientes is amazing. The place where that's adjacent to Machu Picchu, unbelievable. It's the coolest little town, and they have this market, and they have so many neat things in this market. It's so fun. We spent quite a bit of time there. Like Julia bought some shoes. I was like,
I got my hiking boots there.
Oh, good thing to get. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
They had
the backpacks and they have all the shawls. You got all your Peruvian gear. By the time he was done, I mean, he looked like a local.
Yes.
I've seen some of the pictures.
And the poncho and the backpack and the he had it all.
A whole nother bag going home, huh, Kaya? You have to get some more luggage.
Make it work. Yeah, you know, find a way to just, you know, move things over, pack them in just the right way. And then the key is really loading up my backpack that's the carry-on with all kinds of heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice. Good choice.
We're just for a while holding this thing up as I'm getting on. And then once I put it up,
he's shaking.
It's like the carry-on thing's wobbling from the sheer weight of my bag, and I feel really good, like I got it on the plane.
Nice.
Maybe not that much, but it felt like that.
Yeah, you got your workout.
Yes.
All good.
That was wonderful. The market was amazing. Important to buy those Peruvian hats. I was quite fond of those.
Yes, that one picture has him in that hat. Yeah.
The one of the four of you?
Yes.
Pretty much had that on at all times. I had a Peruvian hat on at all times.
He wore it continuously.
You had more than just the one, though, right? It seems like you had another one.
Reversible.
I had a reversible.
Oh, fancy.
That was reversible. That's the beauty. You get multiple looks from that hat.
Yeah, and Jacqueline's got her little poncho on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sweater. See that Sarah's got one of the sweaters on.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty, too.
It's gorgeous. I mean,
For the audience, from left to right, we've got Sarah, Jacqueline, Kaya, and Julia, just in case you don't know who we're speaking of.
Yes. And that's Machu Picchu in the background.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful scenery behind them. Wonderful. Cool. Anything else you want to say about this picture while we have it up?
No, I think we covered it.
That's good.
And now, Kai, do you want to talk about what did you? I don't think I talked to you about like the bus ride up from Aguas Calientes.
Oh my God!
What were your thoughts? Is that because that's when on the last time I went, that's when it was just like oh my gosh. So what were your?
I had that feeling before. I was like, oh, I understand this energy, and I had the same. I get the same feeling when I go into Sedona. When I go into Sedona, as soon as I cross, I feel this. This energy within me that's connecting to Hopi Indian. And that's when I start to feel like the past lives of an Indian chief that I'm connecting and communicating with. And I definitely felt that same super powerful resonance and a really powerful vortex that we were coming in through. And it really amplified my excitement, where it's so enthralling to begin with from a pure nature perspective. Like you see the beautiful rolling mountains, and you see this amazing stream with these huge boulders, and going through, and it's so colorful, so picturesque. And then on top of that, you're just so stimulated with the visual, and then you just feel the energetic in your heart. And I was just so excited. I was like glued. I made sure I had a window seat, and I couldn't take my eyes off the scenery. It was amazing.
You're talking about the train.
No, I was talking, well, the train is.
Yeah, because it was both big boulders in the river. That was the view from the train.
Yeah. I saw some of the river too on the.
Okay.
Bus.
Yeah. And the bus is just amazing because it does this, what do they call that? Where with switchback where it just keeps going back and forth on this one side of the mountain. And every time, I mean, it's getting higher and higher, and the view below you is just amazing. And these mountains just come out of the, you know, they're just emerging, and they're saying you're at their height. It's just so hard to explain the wonder and the awe. It's awe.
Yeah. Oh, there's the word.
Awe. Yes.
You got to sing it. Awesome.
So amazing getting there. And a tip, here's another tip, get there early. We got there at 7, and I thought that 7 was great, but it would have been worth actually getting there at 6. Mm-hmm. Because the light is so beautiful at 6, at least the time that we went, and it's this really nice soft light, so it's a beautiful time to take pictures. And when you're up that high, the lighting can get harsh really fast. So you have like this window, and for those that love pictures, I love pictures, a lot of people love pictures, it's best to get there as early as possible, like right when it opens at 6, that would be my tip.
Well, like you said, the light gets really bright, it gets hot too pretty quick. Yeah.
Surprisingly, it was
like, it hot up there?
Middle 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where I think it was in the 50s in that morning, maybe, or?
Yeah.
And it gets warm.
So you wear layers. Another tip, wear layers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely wear layers.
Yeah. Okay.
You're still like me, and I just had my top, and that was it. I knew I would be hot. I get hot easy, so it was like.
I run warm. It is. Yeah. I'm funny. I would be the layer person, and then I'd be like, man, now I got to carry all these layers.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even bother with layers.
Yeah.
There was another tip.
Hold on. You were talking about a river. Is that the river in the picture that you sent?
Yeah. That's the Urubamba River.
Okay. Sorry, Kaya. What were you saying?
Another tip.
Yeah. Oh, wait. First, we'll appreciate the river.
Yes. See those big boulders in there? And this is Aguas Calientes. So this is, the river is right here running through it.
And it looks smaller than it is. In the picture, it doesn't, you know, you kind of like with photos, you don't get depth quite as good.
Yeah.
Like the river is actually quite big. And these rocks are crazy.
They are huge.
Wow. That's a pretty picture. Yeah. So that looks like a fun place to be.
Yeah. That place is great. It would be great to have a class at Aguas Calientes because the altitude is palatable. It's walkable. There's not those crazy cars like they have in Cusco. Like, you better keep your eyes open in Cusco. You get hit by a car pretty easily because driving is nuts. They get like fractions of an inch from each other, and it's like no big deal. These cars are coming that close. And a lot of times you're going, whoa, they're coming close to your shoulders as they're driving with their side mirrors. Nuts. Just crazy. And you get to Aguas Calientes and you're just walking, and it's such a breath of fresh air, literally. No cars. Amazing. Food really, really good. They put on a show at this pizzeria. Like they were.
Oh, yeah.
They must have cross-trained the staff because not only was he an amazing server, but he was doing crazy magic tricks. Like, unbelievable. Origami. Magic tricks.
And then he danced with the one of the customers.
Yes.
What it was like Italian dancing or something. I don't know. It was really legitimate stuff. It wasn't like just dance. It was ballroom kind of things. And so. We just went for pizza.
Yep. And you got all the sideshow. Wonderful. I don't see the pizza place on here.
No, it's not on there.
No.
We were enjoying the food that night. We were taking pictures.
Yeah, just taking in the yum. Okay, so here's, I think this is another picture from with Kaya and Jacqueline on Machu Picchu. Do we want to do
that? That was cool because of the rainbow.
You got this rainbow thing going on. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That was fun.
And it's wild that, I mean, you didn't know that rainbow was there, did you?
Well, you know, I have this inner rainbow compass.
It's their rainbow consciousness exuding from them. You think the rainbow's behind them, but it really is them.
Yes, it's like bring the rainbow into the picture. Yes.
It's like it's going through your head there, your hat.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
Prism. It does look like it emanates off of them. It really... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just their auras.
Yeah.
Love rainbows, love color, love personality.
Awesome. That's cool. Okay, do we want to go to any of the other pictures or you want to talk about something else first? We got a train. We've got, it looks like a Machu Picchu statue of some sort.
We did the train. That was how we got back and forth from Aguas Caliente to Cusco.
Okay, there's that.
There she is. But here's the cool thing about the train. This probably isn't the front of the train because the front of the train, the very front of the train, there's a glass window. So those sitting in the front row have this incredible straight on view. I couldn't believe it. I haven't really seen trains like that.
Wow.
And the Vista Dome had these glass ceilings too, which was just beautiful to get. Just the best train ride ever. And I've taken a lot of trains. That's my preferred way of travel. Mm-hmm. And this was my favorite train ever, anywhere in the world.
So does the engine push it then so that the front car can be a passenger car? Or does it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's a very good question. I have to do some further research on that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that the building that's sitting there, it goes narrow from the bottom. It's narrower than the top. So
yeah, it is.
That's kind of cool to look at, too. It's fascinating architecture there. Okay. All right. So let's see what else we have. We have...
I think that was in Cusco. Or was it Aguas Caliente?
Well, let's go ahead and tell us... You shared this picture with me. This looks like it's... Is this up at Machu Picchu?
Well, that's Machu Picchu. Yeah, so that would be in Aguas Caliente.
Yeah, that's in the town square of Aguas Caliente. They have this really nice square that's a great meeting point. It was really nice at sunrise, and we were going there on the way to the sound healer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you just have these mountains all around you like that, huh?
Huh?
That's
360 degrees.
Yeah, that's your view. I mean, it...
They just popped a little town right in the middle of... Mm-hmm. The mountains.
Well, and the story was really interesting. I mean, really how this all came about, it had to do with the, trying to get away from the Spanish conquistadors. And so they were putting this place in a place that was very difficult to get. That's actually Machu Picchu. It was at a place that was difficult to find and get to. And it is. We have a bus, but people do walk it, but it's a difficult tour. And if they did get there, then what they were saying was then those people then, they went on into the Amazon, because this apparently is on the edge of, it's on the edge of the Andes Mountains and the Amazon. So it's right between the two. So that's where they went.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay.
And now something that was interesting that we could see a little bit of in Cusco for sure was the construction with the rock, with the huge stones.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing, Tracy?
It's there. It's one of the pictures you sent. It's a little little alpaca with a hat.
I see black.
Yeah.
But you guys can't see the picture?
There we go. There we go. Isn't that adorable?
They're so cute.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't share the picture of you with your little alpaca or lamb or goat or whatever they got there going on.
No, that's on my camera.
Yeah, you didn't share that with me, so
no,
I can't.
No, I didn't. I'm not as good with doing all that as Kaya is.
That's cool pretty fresh.
What's interesting is that's the clothing that they wear. Yeah. They wear the native clothing, which is so interesting to go to a place where they're not wearing the typical Western clothing. You feel like you're going back into time when you see the people wearing the traditional clothing, especially in an environment that's more of the outside of the cities. Then you really feel like you're somewhere special. Like you take a taxi in between Cusco and the Sacred Valley and go up to this really high city that's even higher where they make all of the alpaca clothing. And Julia filmed how they are actually making it and the dyes that go into the colors. It was really interesting watching how they were doing it. It's so skilled. And
Their colors are, there's a lot of bright colors and very beautiful colors.
It's pop.
That's awesome. So where is that video, Julia? On your phone?
Camera.
Oh, sorry. Give you a bad time. That's too funny.
I'll get it on Facebook.
Yeah, get it up there. And it looks like I shared everything but the big group photo. You guys want to go to the family picture here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then this is the group. This is the class.
Isn't that gorgeous? Look at the mountains in the background there.
Look at all the transformation sitting there in the form of bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was feeling so, so good. By the time we went to Machu Picchu Day, it was like everyone felt like a little kid at Christmas. I mean, we woke up in the morning. We woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We walked down to the square, and then all we did is greet each other. Everybody immediately just hugs. Like, hi, everybody's like hugging, everybody in the group. And the look in their eyes was just priceless of everyone in the group. But just never, I'll never forget it. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's then like, we got to this point. It's that shock and disbelief look and all of that. It's like, oh, my gosh. You know, they're just so thankful to be there. I mean, like I was saying, it's awe-inspiring, and that's
how
it's
got to be pretty majestic to stand up there overlooking the Machu Picchu, the village, and just being surrounded by these mountains, and it just looking at the pictures, you can feel energy just looking at the pictures. So being there had to be just breathtaking.
Yeah, and the rocks, when you actually get into Machu Picchu, I don't know if I sent you over one or not where I'm touching the rock, but there's a really big rock, and you see how there are these massive rocks, and they're the way that they're put on top of each other. There's no gap, there's no mortar, there's no grout line, there's no nothing. It's like laser-cut precision, mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely mind-blowing.
You have that picture, so I know I saw it. I'm just trying to figure out where.
Yeah, it's like they'll have a cut at right angles within the stone. And
yeah.
You don't do that now. And
yeah. That's the one you're talking about, Kaya?
Yeah.
Can you see it? Okay, yeah.
And there's many, 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 many examples of those that are all around. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it just blows me away how each one of those rocks is a different shape, and yet they're all fit together and absolutely precise.
And like even the window, see how they carved the bottom part there out of that stone? They made that the curve.
Yeah. Did you ask them how they did that?
I think that needs to be asked in a session. No, we. No,
when we were doing the sound healing, I got a totally different vibration. I wasn't feeling the grounding sensation. I was just blasting off. Whenever I heard the Tibetan chime bowls, because those have this like kind of like a wow, 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 wow. Like that was able to put me in this like blast off astral projection, super place. And in that place, I was starting to feel and like channeling in the mechanics of levitation and exactly like the process that they were going through to be able to levitate and how it started. from different energetic visualizations. And I was in that place for the whole 45 minutes. And when it came back, everybody was like, how was the session or whatever? I was like, I was totally somewhere else. And then I realized the relevance of it. I was like, oh, wow, it was interesting that I was just thinking about levitation. But I'm like, levitation is directly relevant to what we're going to see the next day in the rocks, which is the mystery of Machu Picchu. And it made total sense. And I was like, I love how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because like as what mom found in her sessions was that they levitated with sound. They would levitate those stones. They would carve the stone. They did all of it with sound.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. There's so much vibration with all of that and frequencies. And I think we were doing just playing a little bit when we were talking about telepathy was a frequency of color, and color is a sound and all of that stuff. I can't help myself, but I keep hearing in my head to ask you about the picture behind you, Kaya. So can you please tell us about that?
You mean this one?
That's the one.
That is, that's my soul portrait.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. So tell us about that.
Made by the incredibly talented Wendy in Sedona. She's amazing. And you go and meet her, and it's really cool. She holds your hands, and we exist in this meditative state. And then she has visualizations of what's coming to her, and sort of your soul guides, your soul partners, your soul experiences. And this was just the blue.
And you got the cardinal in there.
Yeah, the cardinal's in there. There's another bird. I love birds. Like, I have this very, very, very significant connection to birds. When they really affect me when they're chirping, and especially if I'm in a new place, if I'm in Australia and I hear the birds first thing in the morning, I just feel so good. I feel so alive. If I'm in like Brazil and I hear the birds in the Amazon, I mean, nothing could make me feel more euphoric to start the day. And I think they really, the sounds of the birds and the way that they welcome in the sunrise and the sunset and dawn and dusk, there's this beautiful connection to it. And I'm so connected to birds. And it's amazing that she and the cardinal and then the other blue bird along this backdrop of these colors of blue, which is my favorite. I love aquamarine's my favorite color and the different versions of blue. So she's doing this thing.
Did you say Arcturian marine?
Arcturian orange, but yes.
Oh, no. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful job.
Stuff, the heart. There's a bee in there. I forget the symbolism of the bee, but it's pretty interesting. There's the feather, which is the Indian connection, the third eye. A crown from Egypt, some type of pharaoh connection, and swirling there. There's Antarctica, mountains of Antarctica, and a past life in Antarctica. It's amazing how she creates all of this and puts it in this beautiful symbolic piece of art, right? It's amazing. Yep. Everyone should get this done. It's so cool. I look at it.
I agree. Yeah. It's an incredible collection of so many different things. You could probably look at that for hours, and every time you look at it, you could find something new, some new symbology that snuck its way into there. Yeah. It's beautiful work.
Yeah, I really think they're meant. That's what thing one time I think maybe we're supposed to meditate on them or something more.
That would make sense. Yeah, that's great. And you had one done too.
I do. It's in the other room. So next, I'm gonna see if I can set up where we do the shows, and I'll have it in my background too.
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be cool. We'll have our cells, us and our souls and our
have the soul cells. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I have one that's done by a friend of mine that I could put behind me if we choose to do that. We can all have our soul portraits behind us, and that'd be great. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. Awesome. Is there any other pictures you guys want me to throw up here?
I want to talk about Peru. Otherwise, we can talk about what's coming. And
I think that's a good idea because I think that's what people need to know. What's coming up?
We've got about 15 minutes. So we can talk about that. Our next class is coming up. Well, first we're going to China, and this is it's a place close to. I've been corrected. It's not, and I'm gonna say it wrong probably. Hangzhou, Hong something.
You just say it fast. You said it wrong.
Anyway, it's a place close to there, and it's a. The pictures are amazing of where we'll be having the class. It's like this hotel on top of a hill right in the middle of the lake or the water or something. I mean, it's just really pretty. It's a resort. So excited about that. We're going to do some, like we're going to take a train over there. We're trying to take trains as much as we can because we both love that country. And that to me, that's the best way to see a countryside. To really see the country is to take a train.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And then from China, we're going to Byron Bay, Australia. And that's going to be very exciting.
I'm going to say, here comes the accent.
Yep. I think that one must resonate a little bit with you, Kaya.
Yes.
The accent just comes right out.
Ginger. Getting my Australian accent ready.
And anyone from Australia listening to that, they're probably like,
Yeah, that's awful. It's not authentic. It's not very good at all, but it will get better when I am.
It's better than mine.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Let's hear yours, Julia.
What was the word? Ginger?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Awesome. So, okay. So Byron Bay then.
So really, we're really excited about Byron Bay because when we had the level one, we instead of just scheduling the class, we actually asked them, like, where, took a vote where you'd like to go. And the vast majority of the class, they all said, Byron, oh my God, we have to go to Byron. And apparently, it is like the spiritual spot. Everybody has a very strong opinion of Byron in Australia. Like, some, they're like, oh, it's just hippies, mate. Or some people are like, no, it's amazing. It's like yoga everywhere. It's spiritual and meditators. And I'm like, then it's perfect. That's our home.
And there's some kind of, there was a crystal, it's a crystal castle or a crystal something that we'll be going to see, as well as a out in the nature. We'll do a crystal of some kind.
Yes.
Maybe not the one from last time where you had to climb up that hill on the way back.
That's by Sydney. So that's, thank goodness that's not there.
Did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. Don't need to do it again.
Had that wonderful experience.
Yep.
with the Aboriginal shaman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was super cool. Yeah.
It was super cool.
He was amazing.
But I think I've done my time on it. I mean, again, I don't know what it is about these places and these steep steps.
I think the Blue Mountains was harder than Machu Picchu. I think the getting back
was hard.
Yeah, I think the getting back was a bit more challenging because you did have to use your hands and the footing wasn't perfect and it was a bit wet. Machu Picchu, like, I know the picture was like kind of funny, but everybody's like, they say, oh, Machu Picchu is so difficult, it's gonna be dangerous. It didn't seem dangerous at all, not the least bit. Yeah.
Okay, but you're super fit. Okay.
Let's just point out some of the obvious here. Yeah. You look like you should be on one of those shows where they're doing all the obstacle courses. Just saying.
I've been on that.
Yep.
I rappelled down in a race down Sedona, rappelled down the mountain in a race. It was pretty fun. My heart was beating so hard. And it was like my second time rappelling, and I was in a race against a firefighter.
Oh my God.
Like rappels all the time now on the edge of Sedona Mountain. And it's funny when you're rappelling, that first step, you have to trust the harness. So you're stepping off the mountain and you have to trust the harness, trust the harness. I don't know if I want to trust the harness. Have you been drinking? Did you stay out late last night?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Who did this harness?
I did. In the end, the harness was good.
That reminds me of Orlando. We're going to jump all over the place now. Orlando on that ride, and they kept saying, trust your guide. Trust your guide. That was such a wonderful metaphor.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so Byron would be amazing. And then we're off to Stonehenge, which...
Do you guys want me to give dates with these? By the way, I have it up here.
Yes, sure. Let's get
So China is going to be in July, starting July 2nd. And if you go to qhhtofficial.com, you'll be able to get the official dates for these classes. Byron Bay starts in July 11th and then we're going to then go ahead and announce your next one.
Yeah. The next one is Stonehenge. So we'll be staying in Oxford University.
And that looks like August 13th that starts. So
Yes. And that's going to be just a big class, a lively class. That class is very excited. Level 2. It's been a while since we've been back there, so a lot of interest. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're with Maria Wheatley. Mm-hmm. And she's going
Maria
to be
Wheatley. Yeah, she is a dowser, and she douses the ley lines. She'll be taking us when we go into the Stonehenge. We have tickets to be in the inner circle, and she'll be dousing the ley lines and telling everybody about how they all converge there and then where they go from there. And because we're not only going to Stonehenge, we're going to Avery and some. There's other hinges.
They're getting unhinged.
Yes, a lot of hinges. And so we'll be seeing them. And then in those places, that's where she shows us these ley lines. And it's really interesting to see where they built, you know, all these buildings are on. And even today, I mean, now they've continued this tradition of building these things on these ley lines and where they converge and everything. So people know things. They're just not telling.
Right?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Very excited about that. Then from there, we go to Gibraltar.
Yes.
Which for those like in America, you might not know much about it, but for the Europeans, it's a great getaway to go to like a beautiful place. It's southern, part of the southernmost tip of Spain, overlooking the Strait of Gibraltar. So you're looking into Africa, and there's this the Rock of Gibraltar is, you know, well known throughout history. We have a super special excursion that is going to be amazing. There's a lot of excitement for it now. After class the next day, we're going to go and we're going to take a ferry into Morocco and go down into Tangier. And in Tangier, we'll have a beach camel safari.
And so lots of pictures.
We had alpacas and llamas. Now we're going to have camels.
And that starts August 22nd, just in case you guys are looking for me to throw the date.
And it's a level 1 class. So the beauty of it is that class is open, is completely open, right? There's, you know, there's no criteria, there's no barrier to entry. It's like you just sign up and you can have this amazing experience where you're going to be learning QHHT and then going on like the journey of a lifetime all together.
Right. Journey of a lifetime with your new best friends for life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We see this every time. Like,
I've experienced it.
Yeah. Yep. There's so much bonding. That's the part that makes me so happy is in the beginning, you kind of walk into a room and there's a lot of people you don't know. And you're just like, okay, meeting people. And by the end, it's like, everybody's crying. They're saying, I love you. They're staying in touch. Really, it's like lifelong friendships are being made and formed and supporting each other. And that's what makes me the most happy.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing to make you happy.
Yeah.
That's the juice of it all is the relationships, the bonds that you make with that. So the class is just extra.
It's a big
class. That you're learning this wonderful technique and all those wonderful things and how to help people with everything else. That's amazing.
Oh yeah. You take people to such a new level with QHHT. It's changed my whole life. So that's why I'm here. That's why we do this.
Next stop is level 3 in Casablanca, Morocco. And we have 2 spots left for that one. So, yeah, that'll be
super. Your website says 1, just saying.
Okay, well, they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Yeah, and that's September 1st.
September 1st. And then, yes, back in America and going to Mount Shasta. Yes.
Mount Shasta, the mysterious mountain.
Mm-hmm, which we will explore.
We will have a beautiful class there, level 2 class. We will have an amazing sound healing. And the Mount Shasta experience is open to everybody because we'll be having our practitioners reunion. So people going there, you can come for the weekend. You can enjoy the practitioners reunion. You can catch up on all the latest happenings with QHHT. and you can go on the journey on Mount Shasta, and we're just going to have an amazing time. This is like the QHHT party event of the year. It's happening in Mount Shasta.
Wonderful. Woo! And that's September 16th is when that starts.
Yes.
And if you're doing the Level 1 Companion, that's September 18th. And then since you were talking about the reunion, what's the date for the reunion?
The day after class ends.
Yeah, it's the 19th.
19th.
Yeah, we don't have it posted yet, but we're making our final arrangements now.
Okay, so we have September 16th through the 22nd for the Level 2.
Oh, am I? Okay, then I'm doing it wrong. Okay, then it's the
23rd?
The 22nd. Yeah, see, the 22nd is the
reunion. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, 19th was something else I was thinking of. So, yes, the 22nd is the reunion. We only have a few things going on at once. And it's all
and after that, we go to Atlanta for a big Level 1 class. It's going to be super exciting. These Level 1s in America are awesome. The last one was like 103 people, and it was like the party of the party. If you're making 103 best friends.
No kidding. Yeah.
So that's
good.
That'll be amazing. And then we're going to do a trek up Stone Mountain.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about this. Did you, Kai, before we were setting it up, somebody told us about this Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia.
And for all of you who are looking to get into that Level 1 class, that's September 26th. So get on the website, QHHTofficial.com, and go find the classes.
Yes, it's going to be super, super fun. Yep. And then a little bit later, towards the end of October, we were going to the south of France, yeah, to Cannes.
Mr. Accent here. He knows all. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oui, oui. Favorite place. I love Cannes. I love the south of France. They're so kind there. I lived in Paris. It was okay. I visited south of France. I love it. They're so, 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 so cool. And there we're going to be having a Level 2 class. And our Level 1 online, we recently did a full translation for the online Level 1 online class into French. And that class has been selling super, super well. There's a really big following for QHHT in France.
And super domain, and that's why we went. It's like, and they're coming through. It's wonderful.
So in the France class, these are all in English, though, the live classes, right?
This live class, this one will be translated.
See, that's good to know. Yay. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. And that's October 29th on here. Starts October 29th. And then I know you have other classes that haven't made it on the board yet. So do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, we will get one more. And then that will be it for 2020. It will be the dessert to an amazing year. The creme brulee. Imagine the best dessert that you want, the brownie.
Cherry on top.
One of my favorites. I can go on and on and on. But this will be our Egyptian adventure, Cairo. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a Level 2 class there. And we're also going to have an excursion that will be open to everyone. It'll be a 3-day excursion in Egypt and an optional extra 4 days to make it a full 7-day excursion. 3 days in Cairo and a 4-day cruise on the Nile, starting in Luxor, taking in all of the amazing, amazing, amazing history of Egypt and having see high, high, high vibrations there. It's going to be mind-blowing.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to start December. The class will start, Level 2 class will start on December 5th. The Nile tour will start around December 16th on a Monday, the cruise. So we'll be announcing that soon. That's just a kind of a hint to the dates. It's happening. Yeah. It's coming.
Watch the website.
And we're opening it up to everybody so we can have another like amazing bonding experience for this adventure.
Well, and I'm being, it's back here talking to me. It's like the going out to so many people who will understand this. And so if you want to join us, understand this is why. We just found out in this last class that everybody in that class had been connected in Egypt. And so you probably are too. I think so many of us are coming back. We're coming back from Atlantis. We have Egyptian backgrounds. We have all these different backgrounds, and that's what we're visiting. That's why we're going to these amazing, amazing places. It's stirring up all these memories and bringing back all of these. Oh, they're telling me activation. These are activation points. And also something that we're doing with those activation points when we go to these places. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's coming out in sessions.
About that whenever you do when you do your session, you do your channeling, we can find out.
The activations are coming out in the sessions that these sacred sites are. There's no accident to them, and the groups that are gathering in those places. If you are pulled to that, that's a good cue that. Mm-hmm. You know, move forward with that. You're probably part of something bigger that you don't even know you're part of. You guys, I'm sure, did something energetically in Peru when you were all gathered there. So
and didn't even realize it. Yeah.
Incredible. Practitioners were having sessions with each other, and they're coming back for stories, and they were so happy. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Connections that they had. I mean, it was really special. It was really, really special feeling the excitement and feeling that sense of connection.
It's really a powerful time. And this year's, like you were saying, Julia, the channels, August, where are you guys going to be in August?
Stonehenge.
I'm going to tell you, buckle up. That's when a big frequency is going to hit. A big surge of energy is coming in August. And
fantastic. So, that's when we'll be at Stonehenge. I mean, what better place? I mean, all those sacred Stonehenge, Avery, all the very sacred sites in England.
All the hinges.
The hinges.
So definitely some really exciting times, and everybody keep following because there's good information coming through, and lots of fun. Anything you have to say on that, Kaya? Any information coming through with your little collective?
The information that's coming through is we love you all. And would love for you to join us live somewhere. It's one thing it's a beautiful thing communicating, you know, virtually, but when you're with each other and you can hug and you kind of see things viscerally and you can experience the emotion together, words can't really describe it. I can try and talk like I have through this time to say how much it's meant to me and how powerful it is and how alive I feel, but the words don't even do it justice. If something resonates with you, if you feel compelled to a certain location, just come. Like, you will not regret it. You'll love it. We will make sure
it's experience. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. A certain location or all of the locations. Some people are choosing to go to several locations with us.
And
I think that connection. It's just that it's connection and mission and all of these things that we're,
Yeah, and it is affordable. Like, we strive to make it affordable. We have different options that are the venue and then a cheaper and then like a hostel option. So there's some accommodations in some places, like in Gibraltar, for example, we have an option of a place that's like $50 a night. That's a short drive away from the place where we're having it in Gibraltar. So, you know, it is affordable, and there are payment plans for the classes too. So we do everything that we can to make it easier for people to actually take the classes.
Very cool. Yay. So where do they go again to get signed up?
QHHTofficial.com.
Yay. And then you click buy now.
If you have any questions, just, you know, you can just, you can email Jacqueline or Jenny or Steph in the office, and they'll help you with any questions. You don't have to worry about logistics. We make sure that it's really easy to travel together. Peru was really challenging with logistics, and nobody really ever got lost. There was, we made it, you know, palatable, dealing with the third world country, the gap in the language. Like, we worked it out. We take care of you when you come with us. We make sure that you're going to find your way.
Nice. Wonderful. So, I do want to shout out to your office staff, by the way. They are wonderful. Absolutely. I think we should just do a parade for them alone for all the stuff that they do. It's
Oh, I couldn't. There's no way we would be able to do anything we're doing. We couldn't exist without them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of logistics. There's a lot going on with QHHT. We are all over the world this year, every continent except Antarctica. maybe that's,
and that's probably only because you couldn't squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Julia, pray.
Don't put that in his mind.
You know what they got going on in Antarctica? They're finding a lot of things in Antarctica that would be, you know, maybe a little ET-ish over there. That
we have talked about it.
It's possible.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
It is possible. We'll have to do a lot of dancing to keep warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll construct our igloo and then...
The penguins.
Yeah, that'll be your sacred site, going to sit with the penguins and keep the little eggs warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny when we were in Orlando, we kept getting complaints from like the accountants festival or the accountants convention that was next to us, and they say, you're playing the music too loud, you're dancing too much, you're being too loud. And we said, okay, we'll turn it down. And we're not dancing the whole time. We dance in intervals, right?
Yeah.
And so we turned it down a little bit. But it wasn't enough. Like, the accountants kept complaining. So people were sneaking into our room, like the staff, and they were trying to turn down our condensers and turn down our mixers.
Like, you're having too much fun.
So yeah. What kind of group is this? Is it hypnosis and you're having this much fun? Like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is fun. It is fun. And I don't think people, you know, if you don't know that's going to happen, you're going to a class, you're in for a pleasant surprise. So. Yeah, it's the goodies of the class, you know, getting to start that way. And you really do. It's a magical time of getting to know everybody in the classroom, because, you know, when you're actually sitting in the class, you're paying attention and you're sitting in your little row by your, you know, probably the two people you'll be next to for the whole class. So it's really an opportunity to get up, meet everybody and start socializing with people other than the ones that are in your little block of space. So,
and this is good because you're giving it from the perspective of a student.
Yeah.
You don't see all the time. So that's good.
Yeah.
And the cool thing people say all the time is like, I can talk to this group about anything. Like, you know, there's like in my normal life, like I can say things that are on my mind. People don't really get it. They give me a funny look or they're not accepting me. It's so weird going into the room. You go in a room of like 50 to 150 people and everybody gets you. It's they're saying that part is really eye opening in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And because the people you're going to end up in your class with, they're all brought there for the same reasons you are. And so you're going to find that connection with them because, and Julia knows my story. I tried to get to level 2 how many times? And then finally the one that I made it to, now I've got these connections that, you know, I hope they never go away. And I'm working with a couple of the people from my class and, so it's pretty incredible. And you know, if you're pulled, go, it'll change your life. So, yeah. And there's so many wonderful experiences to be experienced right now with all these classes coming up. It's amazing.
And real quick, while we have you on here, Kaya, this is the piece that's been added. So anybody that's watching that hasn't seen how the class of the level 2s are running now, this is the piece that Kaya's been adding. Besides all the excitement factor and everything, the high energy, you're adding this abundance building day. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Just briefly, because we do have to go within a minute for the next call. It's really sort of life changing when you come out of the class and now you have the technique down, but in order to take your passion and make it into a career, there's some fundamental principles that you'll really need to put in place to put yourself out there and to get the traction and to get your business really going. And, you know, broken down, it's not all that complicated. It's just a function of you stepping into who you really are. And I take you through several techniques. And it's a workshop where you're going to be doing things that will create your brand so that once you leave the class, your brand is in place and you have a map and you basically have a vision for yourself moving forward of everything you need to do for the next year to be able to get where you want to go, custom map for you and an action plan. So it's like really turbocharging all of the trainings so that you can really be successful in every way possible.
And as a practitioner, that's wonderful. That's a great kickstart to to help people get out there, because that's one of the biggest challenges when you're starting a practice is how do you get out there? And that's so very, very important piece to the class. I think that's great. So wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much, you guys. And this is wonderful that we've gotten all this information out. And I love you all for watching. And yes, the pyramid. I don't know where mine is. I love it. Big me, little me.
Big me. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for being on. And can we keep doing this? This is good.
Can we keep doing this?
Yeah, I mean, on other shows.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to hang up on you guys, but we're going to keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, love you. Thank you so much, Kaya. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you, you guys, for having me on again.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Love you.